Now, from Kansas State University, Milk Lines. Up-to-the-moment information for today's dairy producer. Here's K-State Research and Extension Dairy Specialist, Mike Brook.
Today I'd like to visit with our Kansas dairy producers and actually our dairy consumers throughout the state as well. You know, we have a checkoff program, and each month our dairy farmers across the United States put a small amount of their earnings into a checkoff program that goes for promotion as well as research. And I think an important part of what we do with promotion and checkoff dollars is actually research. In the last 20 years, there's been a lot of research done on the value of dairy products in a healthy diet for us humans. You may not realize it, but over the last two decades, there's been more than 80 studies conducted throughout the United States that look specifically at whole milk and whole milk dairy foods and their impact on human nutrition. These studies have been very pivotal in how we think about dairy products. So when we think about things like whole milk and its value in our diets, it's really because of the research that we've done over the last 20 years that we can actually talk about how important this is for the health of people. It takes a while, but over time, it has actually resulted in an increase in the amount of whole milk consumption that we have in the United States. This is Mike Brook with K-State Research and Extension, with hats off to our National Dairy Council for the work that they've been doing to develop a base of research that will help us communicate better with our consumers.
Milk Lines, produced by the Department of Communications at Kansas State University. This is the K-State Radio Network.